been something the way I stopped touching life and I stopped giving. When did I start feeling afraid? Can't do this, can't let myself do that. When did life become so trapped? My false opinions run deep, embedded in my skin. I'm somewhere breathing underneath.
You are listening to CFRO Community Radio Station on 102.7 FM. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
Well, we'll be reaching higher today as well with many guests, many interesting topics. My name is Andrew Resmer. You're listening to Conscious Living Radio. And today's show is conducted and helped with...
This is Judith Bradley. And we have in the studio with us, we're going to have three guests tonight. Two will be in the studio, one will be on the phone. But tonight we have a multifaceted woman called Karine Zebroff, and she's been a school teacher, yogini, lecturer and columnist, author of 10 books, and she tells me she's working on her 11th right now. She's had her own TV show in the fields of yoga and nutrition. She's also been an actor and writer of fiction, and in between all of this, she found time to be a mother of three children and a wife to Peter Zebroff, who is sitting here with us right now, and is also a grandmother three times over. So she has now turned her inexhaustible energy to being a life skills coach, and she is giving two lectures at the Wellness Show this week. So we'll go into more detail about that later. So, Karine.
Yes.
Hi. So the focus of the show this year is on aging.
That's right.
Yeah. And what are you offering on about aging?
I'm offering nutrition and sex, and one of the shows is called Sex and Yoga. So lots of yoga, breathing, talking about what causes aging, a little bit about Alzheimer's maybe, what the fears are of people, and the importance of the pack is huge.
Importance of the
pack.
Pack, the group.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very
mm-hmm.
good. All right, now let's go back a little bit, because you've had a fascinating life. Tell us just a little bit about your development through all of these different fields that I mentioned.
Well, thank you for that intro. That really sounds better than I realized. I'm actually a person who doesn't climb just one high mountain. I try to climb many mountains that are medium-sized and find out as much about them as I can and then move on. So I've studied many modalities of spirituality, but I like to tell the story. My mother was in her menopause, and she was always had a great sense of adventure, and she tried things. And she said she was doing yoga. And this is at a time when people didn't know what that was at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, nowadays the young people think this is the first wave of yoga
yes.
in this continent. Well, I have news for them. Over 40 mm-hmm. years ago, we had the first wave of yoga. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then when I went on television, then that popularized yoga. Of course, mm-hmm. it had to. Mm-hmm. For instance, I got 1,000 letters a day because people were so hungry for the knowledge. It struck a chord.
Yes.
And Mum had said it had helped her with menopause. And I was up living up north in Hudsonville, B.C. They're talking about the W.C. Bennett Dam right now again. Mm-hmm. My husband...
Site C that they're wanting to build. You probably heard it.
Uh-huh, have been hearing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Peter was supervising principal there of 950 students, a secretary to just sign them in and out because it changed so much. And it was isolated. And I had three little girls, and, you know, by the time you had... dressed the third one, the first one wanted to have a pee-pee.
Yeah.
So and it was very cold, and the scarves had to be over the nose, and so I got a little depressed, got a little overweight, and Peter was the principal, so that isolated us. And isolation is a hugely important word in health and in aging, because we now know that dementia and Alzheimer's is worse in people who are in some sense isolated. Mm-hmm. And by isolated, I mean not just physically, but also feeling not understood, that people don't get you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after a certain age, you get invisible. Mm-hmm. You feel you do. And we all cope. We women cope by...
putting on... bangles and beads.
Yes. And how do men cope?
They try to get a little color into them, but or they shave their heads and they go around bald, totally bald.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a marvelous system that has developed that everybody can, if they want to hide their baldness, they just
shave it.
And what Peter is referring to when he says color is that he switched it when he realized nobody saw him anymore and his hair was getting white. He never wore a white shirt again.
Ah, I see.
We've been married 48 and 3/4 years.
Yes.
And it's a vital marriage. It's a highly affectionate marriage. And so I know a little bit about aging.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never seen anything. Any signs of that?
Thanks, darling. No? Thank you very much.
That's why it's lasted 48 years.
She can still keep up with me, and I can keep up with her, so we get along.
Well, it's interesting because when you get older, the women have less estrogen and therefore proportionately more testosterone.
Mm.
And men have less testosterone and therefore proportionately more estrogen. People don't know that we all have both hormones in our bodies. So the men and women meet in the middle and become true partners.
Mm.
And that's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
And at the show, I want to tell secrets of marriage because people ask me all the time. And I've come on, always it's been respect and communication. You know, even today, Peter, who's darling and easy to live with, he's a Libra, a great optimist. But even today, he said something that was a little bit sexist. You know, women always, women never. And
never.
He spoke in a certain tone, and I said, darling, would you use that tone with your best friend? You know, this sort of thing, the respect, and he does all of the time, practically.
Yeah, you have to recognize that. It's so easy to not focus. I mean, you treat your wife as your best friend, or as a friend. You don't talk down to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do it to your wife?
Yeah.
So, but more important than that is to respect the fact that the other one is of a different gender and that you don't make them over. You know, women, I would love to be married to a woman. I'm heterosexual, but women understand me. I can talk to women and they know these needs. And men are interested in sports. Women talk on the telephone. You have to respect that about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank goodness for two lines in the house.
And two TVs, and not quite two newspapers yet, but it's a good idea.
So you're saying you really have to try not to make the other person be like yourself, but to really honour their differences and respect them. And
yes, and don't make a fuss about the little things. Men tend to leave their underwear and their socks anywhere but where it belongs.
You're talking about men in general.
Men in general.
Not a particular one.
Yes, I am.
Cheeky.
But you don't make a fuss about it, mm-hmm. because that's small stuff. And I have a theory about this. Mm-hmm. You know how wolves mark their place.
Oh, yes.
With their domain, with urine. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been... unconsciously
steward
well with underwear, and you know that, yeah, you know, and then if the postman comes, he gets to smell that on a subconscious level,
yes.
that you don't go there, this is somebody else's domain.
That's a good theory.
Thank you. It's my own, actually.
Well, now it's become a public domain with our show.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be teaching during the wellness show. You have two different lectures coming up.
Yes.
Who is the lecturer for the first lecture about graceful aging? I guess we all are going to age at some point of time.
Yes.
So
I can guarantee that.
And you're going to die.
No way. Not me.
Well, live well while you're still living. Yes.
So I'm assuming that the lecture is for everybody.
Yes.
What are you going
men
to be
and
teaching?
Women. Well, we really don't know what Alzheimer's is. There's in so much fear and panic about health in North America. It's huge, and it's spread a lot by pharmaceutical companies on the television. Have you ever seen that ad? You know. You have a pimple on your nose, you take this drug, but don't take it if you have liver damage and you know, and don't if you're pregnant, and don't if this and that. And then they list this long line of things, and eventually they say you will die. So why would you want to take that drug for your pimple? Hmm. Peter and I take no drugs. Yeah, I do have a thyroid supplement. But you see, successful aging is a concept that has come along in societies where people have a lot of resources and leisure time. And I have a daughter in Africa. In Africa, it's a luxury.
Hmm.
You see? This here people worry about it. Fear and panic is spread about cancer and about this and that and maybe even hemorrhoids. I don't know. But... there, people have much worse diseases, things that crawl under their skin and up their bum and goodness knows what, and do terrible things within their bodies they have to worry about. And AIDS, and my daughter works with HIV and AIDS people in developing countries, educating them about it. She's written two books in Kiswahili. And they have so much more to worry about than us, and yet they don't. They don't know what's going to be eaten tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
so they live in the moment.
They live in the moment. You mm-hmm. have it, Judith. Mm-hmm. Live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy this moment, whatever it is. Forget the past. Can't do a thing about it. Don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with Eckhart Tolle in that. It tends also to make us a little bit worried, but I believe he is very right in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like him. He's a German. You know, what's not to like?
What's not to like?
And the second lecture is how to have sex during yoga.
No.
No. Or how to have yoga during sex.
And I'm not demonstrating anything, so...
It's not experiential, hands-on.
No, it's a lecture.
So what is the second lecture about?
The second lecture is very interesting in that... one of the grievest of men and women have different problems, areas with sex. Men are very used to being focused on sex. They're sort of monofocused. We all know that, don't we, ladies? Yes. And that's good. Women are more of spectators at their own sex. They're spectatoring. They're judging. They're saying, am I looking fat? You know, do I look all right? Do I smell all right? Can the kids hear us? All of this. So they do not focus on sex. They're not familiar with their own sexual body as men are, who, you know, see it six times in front of them a day, and women never do. Unless they look in a mirror, which many people don't do. We are, a very private, a little bit Puritan, more so than Europe, for instance. So what we're talking about here is that women learn to focus through yoga and particularly through the breath, and how to direct the energy of the body. There are a wonderful yoga pose called Aswini Mudra. And in Europe, they have done experiments. The Vienna Institute of Applied Biocybernetics and Feedback, established after years of research in Kundalini training, showed that doing Aswini Mudra, which is in a way Kegel exercises, act as an energy pump to the brain, because they cause serotonin and endorphin and endovalium to be released by the brain, thus making you feel good.
Hmm.
And this is yoga, what yoga is all about. It's about listening to the body. And that's what I'm going to be talking about, listening to the body. And they have also found that dopamine and noradrenaline shake each other up, and thereby produce feelings of harmony and inner peace and expanded consciousness, mm-hmm. and make you feel better about life, more content and more energetic. So we're improving sexual and sleep pattern problems. We're talking about that, about concentration, learning disturbances, digestive processes, hormone production, and menstrual problems. And it's so easy to do. Mm. It's just a breathing exercise, uh-huh. that has, where you tighten. You sit in a chair and tighten.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. So they get to learn that. It's hands-on. We're going to do yoga in both lectures a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yoga in the place, and you're going to... And you see, as a successful lecturer, you have to shock pleasantly or with an aha reaction fact every 5-6 minutes, or you lose them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You only retain 8% of any lecture, so I like people to take notes, but only what gives them that aha reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I also have them chew gum so that the cerebral fluids keep flowing, mm-hmm. to the brain, and they keep attention.
So for those listeners who just tuned in, you're listening to Conscious Living Radio. Today we're talking about upcoming wellness show, and we are having in the studio some of the people who are going to be lecturing. And your lectures are going to be offered on Saturday?
On Friday
on
at 4:30 on the Living Well stage, and on Saturday at 1:30. Friday is aging gracefully or elegantly, if you mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that I've learned... BST, brain state training, and German new medicine, and EFT, and NLP, and all these modalities, and all Qigong, and all these things are included in an informal way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like all in one.
All
smorgasbord.
Yes.
And for those listeners who'd like to find out a little bit more about your services or your teachings, is there a web page that where they can find
yes.
more information?
KarinZebrov.com. And you know, Zebrov, that's a Russian zebra. It's really easy to remember. And Karin has two E's in Karen, like Karen with two E's.
Mm-hmm.
And a K.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, good point. Thank you.
And for those listeners who didn't get that the pen in time, a link to your webpage is on consciouslivingradio.org.
Ah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And we usually ask our guests and... Julie doesn't like that, I don't think, anymore.
Do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I just keep forgetting you're going to do it. I must not be aging very gracefully, because it comes as a surprise every time.
Well, one day I'm going to ask you as well. So the question we usually ask our listeners, our guests at the end of the show is, what is the purpose of life? And you have 1 minute to answer.
I think the purpose of life is to come here and learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not particularly to be happy, and like the American obsession or North American obsession with happiness. It is about learning and gaining a measure of peace that way. It is connecting with the higher powers, and through whatever means you can, yoga and the breath. The breath is the best way to reach. It comes the closest to spirit, I think, of all the things. So the purpose of life is to learn what you came here to learn.
Mm. That comes from a teacher.
Yes. And you know, when the teacher is ready, the student appears. You know that.
That's true. Peter, what is the purpose of life?
Purpose of life is to treat your fellow man with kindness and understanding, and do your share of shall we say, elucidating somebody's concern about their life. If you can just become their friend and show them that you are interested in them. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in them, it's a kindness that you're showing. And I think we should do that at least once a day for somebody.
Mm-hmm. And that's the pack, being with the pack. Mm-hmm. We need the pack.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So you've been listening to Karin Zebruff and Peter Zebruff.
Melodious tune. Watch the dancing figures fade.